Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network. I am Michael Bejas. I am the producer for, guess what? It's Sunday, Money and Change with Stu Scheer. Anyway, you come on over to Trim Radio, where we broadcast live all over the world. You can buy merchandise, and we'd love to see you in our merch. And guess what? If you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us, and we'll show you how easy it is to do. Anyway, the opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. And that includes any and all medical and health professional information. Always check with your primary doctor regarding anything. Anyway, this song right here, Price Tag, is covered under our BMI Music License 6105-1658. And it is by Jesse J. And we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. Call in, give us your opinion. Hey, you know what? The lines are always open. And we value your opinions. All we ask is no cussing, no swearing. We like to keep a nice Christian-type-based radio station. And with that, I'm going to give you on over to Stu without further ado.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Money and Change / Financially Prepped. And you can find us on Facebook. And I'll tell you what, there's been so much stuff going on. And, you know, we've had a lot of bad weather lately. And usually what we have here in Ohio, usually goes over to the East Coast and hits Michael a day or two later, depending on the force of the wind. But anyhow, I'll tell you what, the storms have been just nasty. One of our friends and people we like to talk about on the
you
show,
too?
Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. The wind was so strong it
Stu?
Blew over an umbrella on his deck and broke a glass table. I don't really want to keep a glass table outside, but anyhow, that's what happened. And it took some substantial wind to knock that over. We've had some trees down. A lot of towns around us had power outages. But we really haven't had any where I live because our electrical distribution system is pretty top-notch. And we've got some good guys working. But anyhow, any time that we have bad weather, we usually put out a notification that we're going to do a rerun or an encore edition of My World or Money and Change because lightning does not like our computers. It doesn't like our setups. And so Michael and I wholeheartedly agree to go ahead and go to something else. Hold on just a second here before I go nuts. I got a show going on.
And Stu will be right back as soon as he's
done.
And
I'm back. I'm back. Somebody called me and they go, oh, we didn't think that you were doing a show. Yes, I am. I am. Don't call me when I'm doing a show.
Yep.
It doesn't sound good. Anyhow.
Stu's got one of those most expensive computers, and it runs like a big dog. And so
do I. You want to know about it.
Yep.
And you build it.
Yep, and so do I. So these are $3,000-plus, $4,000-plus computer setups, and, you know, they run an entire show and probably 8 to 10 programs all at one time. With soundboards, keyboards, we have everything.
Everything, and boy, does it go everywhere. I like mine. I love it. It's so quick. The other one, you know, I could click on it and take about a 13-second nap before anything started working. And it was an i4, and this is a lot better, a lot quicker. Thanks to Michael, he did a fantastic job, and I'll tell you what, I like those MSI boards. They're really nice. So, but anyhow, hopefully I don't get any more phone calls. You know, I can't shut them off here. I can take the phones out of the cradle, but I can't turn everything off. It just continues to ring and take a message. And people ought to know that I do a show at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. So welcome to Money and Change / Financially Prepped. And we do a disclaimer, and the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies
you
on
got
the
it,
internet
Stu.
And are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. So you should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damage of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Test.
Oh my God, I've got a My World disclaimer too right behind it. We can't use that one because it's not my world. Anyhow, guys, a big shout out to Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. We've been doing this for quite a while. We enjoy doing it. We like to give you guys information on what's going on financially or other important things. And we're going to do that tonight. But a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. University of Findlay, they're going to be starting up classes in a couple of weeks. Check them out at www.findlay.edu. They've got some very good classes there. They've got a bachelor's degree, master's degree, doctoral degrees. Great campus. And I'll tell you what, the buildings are excellent. The professors are excellent. The price point is really decent. And if you're pretty intelligent, and most of their students are, I mean, like, probably more intelligent than I am. Anyhow, guess what? They have scholarships. And I know when I went there, I didn't get a scholarship. No, I think we only had maybe 20 people get scholarships. And that was for very little money. So check them out, University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Also, check out Rusty Duck's Custom Pens. You got to buy some more pens and blanks from them. He's got to pay for that glass. It was a big glass table. I bent over there. And that had to be some wind to knock that over. I just hope he didn't get any damage to his greenhouse because he loves to garden and do different things. He's a fantastic person. And I usually see him every so many weeks. And it's we have a fun time. But I'll tell you what, he does excellent work on his pens. And I can't say enough about them. Michael and I both have pens from Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens. If you have a business or you have a club or you have a school district that needs award pens, these are really, I mean, they're affordably priced. They're perfect when you get them. And I mean, they are beautiful. Check them out, Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. At Facebook. I keep getting a thing that we're having some internet problems, and I'm not sure what's going on here. So we'll see what happens. Big shout out, of course, Money and Change every Sunday. Occasionally we do have to have encore editions because of things called lightning and windstorms, and cable companies that like to play around with the cable system. Yeah, I have that here. We had one a couple of weeks ago that was digging in somebody else's backyard down the street, and they broke a cable. Luckily, it wasn't on the night of any of my shows that I do. So I kind of told them, you know, we had to get it online because of the radio show. And they said, well, where does it go? I said, worldwide. So they hurried up and fixed it. But anyhow, big shout out to My World Life, Laugh, and Whatever on Wednesdays. We've also got the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. And that's on YouTube. We've got Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. You got to listen to those guys. Southern Prepper 1, Dave Kobler. I've posted Dave's latest video today, and I think you really ought to check it out. And then we had Canadian Prepper Nate and Ed Carswell with Prepper Nurse 1.
Oh, those are so good.
Those guys that I listen to on YouTube, I'll tell you what, if I wasn't going to be listening to those guys, I wouldn't be as caught up as I am. And of course, you can check us out on Money and Change Financially Prep, because I did a video that's up there. Digital Currency Executive Order 1467. That's 14067. And I'll tell you what, I posted that up there. And the executive order aims at developing a digital asset policy plan and organize federal regulators' efforts in this area. And the order outlines five main goals, which includes protection of consumers and investors, monetary stability, decreasing financial and national security risks, economic competitiveness, and responsible innovation. It also asks for more work to be done into developing a central bank digital currency. That is scary, because that is control of your money. And you can find it on our Facebook page. You just have to look at Digital Currency EXO 14067. And one of my friends that also monitors the financial world sent me that earlier in the week, and I had to post it. And just briefly, it says the central bank digital currency, or CBDC, would likely be implemented using a database run by the central bank government or approved private sector entity. That's scary. Why don't we just go back to the gold standard and make sure that everything's based on gold instead of ones and zeros, you know? But you can read that, and it's rather lengthy, but the information is there. And they keep saying, well, it's going to be safe. Well, but who controls the money? Not you. When I go and I'm shopping, I always tell them, hey, you know, I want to get such and such. And I say, okay, that's fine. How much is it going to cost? They tell me. They said, you want to put it on your credit card? I said, no. I use the green card. And they said, well, what's the green card? Well, something that everybody should use. And I start pulling out some bills and paying them off in dollar bills. Why? Because I control the money. And that's important. And I've always said over the years, pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food. Be able to purify water. Make sure that you've got the clothing and your medications. Some of the things that I'm hearing from different people on the web, and they have very high creds. In other words, they're a very good, credible source. And they're saying start stocking up on your food and canned goods work, and freeze-dried is great, but you can get canned goods and they last about 5 years. Under the right conditions, and freeze-dried, you can use those too, but they're more expensive. And start building up that, buying and preserving water. Make sure that you have the right clothing for the right season, so you don't want to be wearing a parka in the middle of summer. But you do want to be ready for in the fall. Do you have a tent? Do you have something that could be made into a tent? Could you use it inside in case the power went out? That's what you have to look at. Do you have your meds? Do you have good first aid and not just little boxes of Band-Aids? I mean, a decent first aid kit. Military calls them IFAC, which is individual first aid kit. I've got one in the car, plus I've got a another kit in the car too that I can use for Band-Aids and splints and stuff like that. But that's in the car. In the house, I have another one. And it's basically located in the garage. If I need it, I can just go get it and I'm ready. But I do have my bandages and ointments and stuff like that. Do you have colloidal silver? Because if you get hurt and you need an antibiotic or something to kill germs and a cut, colloidal silver works. You could put colloidal silver on a bandage and put the bandage on, and chances are, I'm saying chances, because I'm not a doctor. I never played one on TV, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express one time. Anyhow, you can use that to keep the infection down. Colloidal silver really isn't talked about that much. And usually if I need it, I get it on Amazon. I'm sorry, I just, you know, it's easy to be on Amazon Prime and you order it and get it in 2 days. Because you can't get it around here normally. Do you have radios? For example, I'm holding in my hand, and you heard it when it fell. It's a GMRS radio. It gets out between 10, 15 miles, depending on the terrain. And if you have one, and other members in your family have one, or neighbors down the street have theirs, and you can agree on the right channel, you can talk back and forth in an emergency. And when the wind is blowing and the trees are bending halfway down and hailstones come down the size of quarters. Thank God I've got a garage, because I wouldn't want to have a car sitting outside with that going on. And actually, about 25 miles from where I live, that's what they had. They had hailstones coming down. So it shredded a few trees. Can you purify water? Can you stay hydrated? Here's a winner. And I was talking to Sherry before the show, and Sherry's down in South Carolina. And this is Dr. Price's electrolyte mix. Now, I'm not selling it. I'm not really pushing it, other than if you're hot and sweaty and you're outside and you want to drink something, you take one of these packets, and you get about 30 of them in a box. You take one of these packets and you put it in a glass of cold water and stir it up really good. It dissolves in that water. This one has raspberry flavor, and I like it. I've given some packets to other people, and they've done it. And, you know, I can be outside working in the hot sun, come inside, make a glass of this stuff, and I want to tell you something. I feel excellent within another 15 minutes after I drink it. It's great. And it doesn't taste like it's got saline or anything like that in there. It's just got minerals and flavoring. You add it to water and, hey, it works. Electrolytes, good stuff. And it's Dr. Price's electrolyte mix. You can get it on Amazon. Well, anyhow, we have all this stuff going on. And you have to be prepared for stuff that's happening. You know, last week I put something and we had a bad storm, couldn't do the show, and we also had medical issues with a friend of mine, and it kept me occupied, either heading to the hospital, the ER, and all this kind of stuff. Well, anyhow, Jim Rickards came out and he was talking about the new BRICS currency is going to boost gold and destroys the dollar, because it's going to be used by other countries that basically Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, plus about 40 other countries. What does that do for the US dollar? It's going to make it scary. I have a feeling the U.S. dollar, and it's my own gut feeling, that the U.S. dollar is going to devalue by about 40% from where it is now. So people are saying, well, invest in gold, invest in silver, invest in any other type of precious metals, buy land, all kinds of stuff. And I'm just saying, use your head, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, make sure you have your meds on hand, make sure you can preserve water. The general stuff I've been talking about for, what, 10 years? Almost, well, actually 11 years. Hopefully I'm just preaching to the choir, but if you're new here, you better start, because things are going to get bad. Especially over in Germany, because they're going to reduce and go to strictly to green, which means solar and wind, maybe geothermal, for power. And that's going to really hurt them, because they need nuclear. They need natural gas, and it's a mess. And what they're doing over here is saying, well, we're going to cut back on coal production. Gee, the U.S. uses basically what you call clean coal. It doesn't have the heavy sulfur, and we have a way to take it out. In China, they don't. They build a power plant, and it pollutes like crazy. They're not as advanced as we are. The power is going to be an issue. I've listened to people say, get solar power. Get a generator when the power goes out. You know, these storms that happen, we have that problem. The power goes out. Not where I live. Why? Because we've got a good power distribution system. In Dayton, you might have 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people without power. Not here. You're lucky if you have one or two. And then it's fixed within no less than an hour. You'll have a crew to your house in less than 20 minutes, and it'll be fixed. In Dayton, it's a lot longer. And our rates are cheaper than Dayton. And I think it's about 4 cents on the kilowatt hour cheaper. But something's going to happen to the dollar. I can sense it. Have you gone to the grocery store? Have you seen the inflation that's out there? Prices are going up. Gasoline costs are going up. Jeez. One day it's $2.97. I go back 4 days later and it's like $3.39 a gallon for regular unleaded. Well, you had to bite the bullet and buy it because, you know, you go out and you want to take a drive, get out of town, enjoy a few things. Yesterday, we went to the Annie Oakley Festival in Greenville, Ohio. And we saw the traffic and everything. We thought, we'll just go to Rural King and look around the store and see what they've got. And did that, drove around a little bit. And then we decide, well, we'll just drive over to the cemetery and visit some relatives. And, of course, we finished that. And then we went to a place called the Made Right. A friend of mine calls them Crumble Burger. It's like a dry, sloppy Joe. And they're good. And this place was busy. And I'm trying to figure out, okay, economically, this place is really, really, really making some money. And I thought, how much are they making at $2.80 a sandwich? $2.80 a sandwich. We had four. My friend and I, we had two each. We had two bags of potato chips, two medium drinks, and it was $20. And the drive-thru was packed. They had them down the street and across the bridge. They had 11 people working inside. They had limited seating, and everybody was getting everything to go. I mean, they were busy. So the economy for them was really doing well, and I figure they probably did about $15,000 in the time that, I would say from 5 to 7 o'clock or longer. It depends. They have different things going on, but that's what was happening. People were making money because of that festival. I imagine the cops were making money outside of town, watching out for speeders too. I also posted something about Dave's Boots on the Ground updates. Gas prices going up and more layoffs everywhere. Hey, speaking of layoffs, there was one thing on Yellow Freight. Remember those, the big yellow trucks that are on the interstate hauling freight? Well, there was an article in, Freight Waves, Rachel Premack, Premack, from freightwaves.com. And she said, Yellow, the third largest less than truckload company that's in the midst of financial chaos, said in a memo to lay off non-union employees viewed by Freight Waves that the company was shutting down regular operations. All locations would be closed and or lay off some numbers of employees. And the memo said, we regret to inform you that your employment with the Yellow Corporation or one of its subsidiaries, collectively referred to as the company, I guess that's a legal statement, will permanently terminate on July 28th, 2023, or within 14 days after the separation date. The company is shutting down its regular operations on the 28th of July and laying off employees at all its locations, including yours. I see them on the interstate, but I don't know. Well, anyhow, I posted that. And I just wanted to bring that to your attention, because what's happening is, and you're going to find this out, the economy isn't doing that well. The dollar isn't doing that well. And you're going to see more of this. And the prices of everything is going to go up. The price of gas goes up. The price of shipping goes up. The price of raw materials goes up. I mean, it just snowballs and snowballs and snowballs. But now, the Yellow Company is now out of business. And for truck drivers, that's not good, because that's how they make their money. There was another article that was on, Zero Hedge. And they were talking about Americans continue to flee high tax New York and California. And it highlights Texas and Florida as preferred destinations. You raise the taxes, people are going to leave. And that's what happened in California. They didn't clean things up. The taxes are high. They got a lot of people on unemployment, a lot of bums, druggies, whatever. And people are leaving. Gee, the government in that neck of the woods in that state is not very good. They're very liberal. They put up with a lot of stuff. Now, in my location here in where I live in Ohio, if somebody was camping on the street, they would be told to move on. We don't put up with people living in the streets. We don't put up with people doing drugs on the streets. We don't put up with people being drunk and derelict on the streets. Clean atmosphere, just like this radio show, just like the station. We don't put up with stuff like that. If you want to come in and complain and be civil about it, that's fine. But you start swearing and raising all kinds of ruckus, you know what's going to happen. the squelch button is hit and you're gone. And that's the way it should be. Well, the largest negative tax income migration, we've got California's number one, and they're losing $343.2 million. And New York is number two. Illinois has a negative $141.7 million in net income migration. Get down to Ohio, they're number sixth at $122 million. Pennsylvania's $119 million. Indiana's $115 million. And people are leaving the state. They're going places. Well, where are they going? Number one is Florida. They had a positive $12.4 billion increase. Texas is number two, Arizona's number three, Colorado's number four, North Carolina is number five, South Carolina is number six, $7.2 billion. Tennessee is $6.9 billion, Utah is $6.7 billion, and Georgia is $6.6 billion increase. So what does that tell you? People live in areas where the taxes are. You know, if I lived in a city with high taxes, and I have, I'd probably want to live outside of those taxes. I used to work in Dayton, Ohio, and I used to get zapped with my taxes from Dayton, which were high. I retired, and they called me up 2 years later, and they said, well, you didn't pay your income tax. I said, no, because I don't work there. Yes, you do. I said, no, I don't. I don't work in Dayton. I've retired. If you want the information from my form, I'll gladly give it to you. Oh, okay. 6 months later, you didn't pay your tax. I don't live there. I don't work there. Oh, sometimes I wonder about people, especially in Dayton, Ohio. They're nice people there. I have friends in Dayton and so forth. I have friends in the suburbs. People moved out to the suburbs for a reason. Better services. In some cases, cheaper taxes. It depends. If you lived in Oakwood, your taxes are sky high, but your services are fantastic. And that's why people live in Oakwood and Kettering, some of the outlying areas like Springboro. But you start taking a look at everything that's out there, and towns have a hard time because they lose businesses. And I have to attend a meeting on Wednesday night, so I think we'll probably have a rerun unless the meeting is, let's put it this way, if it's over quick, I'll probably be doing a live show. On the other hand, if it goes into extra innings, I think I'll probably be there for most of it. They want to tax landlords. I'm not a landlord. I own a couple of properties, but I'm not a landlord as such. And they want to have an inspection fee, and they want to be able to go in and inspect your house, a private dwelling. And the city wants to do that. And they keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And I keep saying, well, gee, I think there's a prohibition against that. They said, well, we'll have to get a search warrant. Okay. It better be a legal search warrant, because if it's illegal, there are going to be a bunch of people file suit and they will own everything the city has. I mean, it will be in litigation so quick. And a street corner lawyer could probably win that case. But I still want to be there for that because there are other issues. And towns lose money because of optics. That's one thing I think I want to talk about Wednesday night is optics. O-P-T-I-C-S. When you drive into a town and it's nice and clean and everything's looking good, maybe you can have older houses or smaller houses, but things look good. The streets are well taken care of. You don't have weeds growing in the streets or in the sidewalks, and things just don't look run down. Business will want to actually locate there. But if they come into a crummy town with weeds growing 3 feet high in places on the street, I've taken pictures of those, and deteriorating sidewalks and everything else, is a company going to relocate to that town? You can't generate income, sufficient income, that a town will actually generate income from a new factory coming in and construction and all this, and their citizens would be able to get a job, bringing more people in, paying more taxes, promoting new growth and development, and then the city can afford different things. I mean, basically, it's a no-brainer. But you have to be willing to keep things looking good. It's all optics. Then you can do a salesmanship job and so forth. A friend of mine, Bill Lutz, L-U-T-Z, has a Substack. And he talks about different things, and I've known Bill for, well, probably 10, 15 years. And he lives in a different town, and he's on their city council, and he talks about different things. And one of the big things that I bring up that I was picking up from some of the things he was saying and other people is optics. If a store looks run down, it's not kept up, are people going to stop there? If you go into a dumpy store and you're looking for whatever product you need, are you going to get it? The store has to be clean. It has to be efficient, proper lighting. You know, a lot of things to consider there. And then you take a look at the infrastructure. According to Joshua Trott, T-R-O-T-T, at Real Clear Wire, he said, on paper, the Inflation Reduction Act was a big win for America's infrastructure and energy future. $550 billion in federal spending, with nearly $400 billion earmarked for energy projects aimed at reduction or reducing our carbon emissions by the end of the decade. But money alone, even $500 billion in federal funding, can't solve the biggest problems facing the energy industry as it works to meet global demand today while building toward a more sustainable tomorrow. And I keep hearing things that, we need pipelines, we need better electricity transmission. We've got like 9 breakers or 9 centers that if any, so many number of them got damaged in a storm or whatever, half the United States could be out of power. And it could be for quite a while. And you start reading things that says, take the West Virginia pipeline, finally approved after years of stalled progress. Okay, it's pork barrel and it's on Capitol Hill. And they had debt ceiling negotiations. And Mountain Valley Pipeline highlighted the shortcomings of the infrastructure policy. And according to the report, it's a broken system. and they listed different things. An interconnection crisis, aging grid and growing problems. You know, they build the grids, but then they don't maintain them well. There's a guy going around my hometown, and he's taking pictures because the property enforcement person is going around and picking on certain select people in town, but they're not picking on the real businesses because they have cracked sidewalks or they have weeds growing up everywhere. They're not taking care of their property, whatever. So he's taking pictures of it. I imagine this is going to be at the Wednesday meeting. It's going to get an interesting, it's going to be an interesting time of things at that meeting. I know that. And I don't wish any ill will on anybody. I just hope that by everybody discussing matters, that actually we can find a common ground to get things corrected so that we can bring in industry, so that we can bring in better homes, so we can do better upkeep of the city. People ask me a couple times on Facebook, they said, well, why don't you run for city commission? And I said, at my age and some medical issues, I said, that creates a problem. I said, I'll help in committees, but I said, I really can't do commission work because there's too much reading and too much paper. And I didn't say because I'm doing two radio shows too, because there's a lot of prep that has to be done, plus all the other things I'm involved in. So I said I would maybe advise, but I really won't get back into politics. I dealt with politicians when I was working with the state of Ohio. Some were nice, and some you kind of wonder, ruined your budget. I know one politician cost me $58,000 out of my budget that I didn't have, and I had to finagle to get it. It was kind of scary. So I want to stay out of politics as much as possible. You know, politics, if you break the word down, poly and ticks. Poly is many, and ticks, well, we know what that means, bloodsuckers. And that's a simple way of doing things. But our infrastructure is not that good. They build it, they repair it in different places, but electrical transmission, gas pipelines, and so forth, it's scary. How about the hydroelectric dams? That's even scary. You know, we have that problem. You have to keep things up. You can't let things deteriorate, and that's one of the big problems. You know, everybody's saying that things are changing, and they are, and people are moving out. You got in California, according to Travis Gilmore at the Epoch Times, everything is changing. Californians struggling with high rent prices and end of eviction moratoriums. I have a friend of mine that lives about five blocks away, and she was an accountant in California, had a beautiful house out there, and she moved back to Ohio. She sold the house for several million dollars, and she bought another house here. It's probably a $500,000 house. Beautiful house. I mean, a beautiful house. And she had a lot of money left over, if you know what I mean. I forget what her capital gains would have been on selling that house, but she made enough. And she's still doing accounting work for her clients in California. That she just has to have them send stuff. But everything's changing, especially in California. People are moving out. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I mean, I would move out in the county here, or maybe the county to the north, if I thought it would be feasible. But when you do that, then you have to rely on a rural fire department. You have to worry about ambulances and hospitals and everything else. So the further out you live, it might be peaceful and comfortable. But when you need emergency services and you don't have them, then it's not good. Well, anyhow, guys, we take a look at a lot of different things, and so much stuff is going on. One thing that caught my eyes today, there was a thing that was going on in the San Joaquin Valley, I guess, in Reedley, California. Somebody was fairly enterprising, and this article came up, and it says, "I've never seen anything like this. Mysterious Chinese biolab discovered in remote California city." Oh? Was it a meth lab, a fentanyl lab? What was it? Well, what was supposed to be an empty building used only for storage was home to a black market type of lab testing facility. And according to the report, it said, yourcentralvalley.com reports that the discovery was made after a local code enforcement officer noticed this garden hose poking out of the back wall of a building. And public health also observed blood, tissue, and other bodily fluid samples and serums, and thousands of vials of unlabeled fluids and suspected biological material. Additionally, they found 900 genetically engineered mice engineered to catch and carry COVID-19 living in inhumane conditions. 773 of the mice had to be euthanized, and officials found another 178 mice already dead. And according to Nicole Zerba, who's the Reedley city manager, said, "This is an unusual situation. I've been in government for 25 years and I've never seen anything like this." Gee, I wonder if they were illegal aliens doing this stuff. Do they check people at the border? Oh, you have a degree in chemistry. What are you going to do when you come to the United States? Oh, a friend of mine's got a fentanyl and a meth lab. I think we'll do that. What are you going to call the business? Buzzer Us? Okay, so you got that. And so the city officials down there, they spoke with Ziquin Yao, Y-A-O, who was identified as the company president, though emails included in the court documents. And Yao told officials that Prestige Biotech moved assets belonging to a defunct company, Universal MedTech, Inc., to the Reedley warehouse from Fresno after the UMI went under, and Prestige Biotech was a creditor to UMI. Okay, that could happen. But what was it doing in that building and the stuff wasn't destroyed? What happened to the mice? That would worry me. Another thing that worries me, and it ought to worry you, guess what? The U.S. national debt is $362 billion and climbing. It's going to be 363 probably in another 10 minutes. The debt per citizen is $97,474 per citizen. But taxpayers is $253,686. I don't know about you, but I don't have chump change like that. Every dime and nickel and penny that I get goes into a special jar that counts that for me. And when I get up to $100, then I go ahead and turn that in. I'm watching every penny, every dime, every nickel. Why? Inflation. Things cost too daggone much. It's bad enough when I go out and I'm with a friend and they get a toasted cheese sandwich, some hash browns, and a drink, a medium drink, and I get a bacon cheeseburger. hash browns, and a medium iced tea, and the total bill is over $20. Now in New York, who knows? Maybe a bag of White Castles would cost you $20. I don't know. But I don't like paying that money out. I really don't. And football season is coming up. Thank God I've got my tickets for homecoming at Ohio University. That's taken care of. I've got my local city high school football tickets taken care of for my reserved seats that our families probably have for 65 years. That's all taken care of. I don't need to buy any new clothes that I know of. I've got some things I need to work around the house and get things done. But I watch my money. You have to. Because if you don't, what's going to happen is it's going to come back to bite you. And people are going to come up, hey, can you loan me this? Can you do this for me? And that so forth. Money's tight. And it's going to get tighter. And things are going on right now. I don't know about you, but there were some people on Greg Hunter's show. And the guy was bringing out statistics on people that had the jab and everything else. And illnesses supposedly coming out of this thing. I don't know. I try to keep as healthy as I can and try to keep as little meds in my system. And that seems to work so far. But I'll wait and see. I've got to go to another doctor soon. And another thing, dentist. Do you like paying out money to dentists? I wanted to turn something in for insurance and I kicked it out. It wouldn't accept it. And I've got reasonable insurance, but now I'm going to get stuck with a $500 debt just for a crown because a tooth suddenly decided to disintegrate for no reason. Kind of scary. And so money's tight and times are hard. Gasoline prices are going up. The cost of tires are going up. Oil changes. You have to keep things in good repair. And if you let them get out of good repair, it's going to cost you more in the long run to get things repaired. And that's one of the reasons you got to check with us on Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Because we'll be posting things over the next week that will try to keep you informed of what's going on financially. You need to do that. And if you're in Ohio, guys, check out issue one. It's confusing as all get out, but we have to vote on it on the 8th. And do we keep the state constitution the same and make it difficult for people to amend it? Or do we make it easier for people to amend it and allow outside groups to come in Ohio and make changes? That's going to be a big one that's coming up here on the 8th for me. But guys, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of stuff going on out there financially. And if you're not financially prepped, you're going to be in trouble. So like I said, always pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, make sure that you're prepared for everything that's going on, because if you're not, then you're going to be in a world of hurt and nobody's going to be around to help you. Because what's going to happen? If we have a severe recession or depression, social agencies can only do so much. You might as well forget about the government doing anything. Learn to live off of soup. I watched a video on green fried tomatoes. And I've had those before, and they're good. But we're going to have to start living off of soup and everything, because times are going to get tough. And when the times get tough, the tough people got to get going. With that, Michael, that's all I've got. And we'll talk to everybody on Wednesday night. Could be a replay. But next Sunday should be a live one.
Yes, I think so. I'm not sure yet. I know I will be gone most of August, guys. And I apologize, but I have to go through some oncology stuff and through some pulmonary stuff. And then I am heading to Tennessee so that Sherry can see her brand new granddaughter. 7 pounds, 6 ounces, 20 inches long, and absolutely adorable. So came into
that's the, almost the size of my zucchini.
Yeah, I'll tell you what,
it was 16 inches long.
Yeah, so you know, kind of looking forward to that, but I know that August is going to be very, very tough, so be prepared to hear a couple of reruns. I apologize. We'll be back on track in September. But like Stu said, be prepared. You know, I've read a couple articles about these AIs rolling out, and they are getting mass produced. And it has video.
AI what?
These robots.
Oh.
Yes. And China is mass producing these things. And you can bet that we are too. And I see a lot of potential for some very, very inherently dangerous things happening. And
well, you know, Cliff High, and you guys got to follow him. He's on BitChute, BitChute. Anyhow, Cliff did some articles on this and also did a couple of shows on this. And he found out that artificial intelligence is not all that smart. It's repetitive.
Yeah, the algorithms on it are showing that there are some flaws in it, which makes it inherently dangerous because, you know, I'm going to tell you, the only thing that will knock this thing out is EMPs. And if that's the case, that we run into that, everything's out. And if you end up having to do that, what are you going to do to survive? So you better have propane stocked up for your grills because you can, and hand crank can openers, because you can still cook on the grill, but you have to be smart. And I'm just going to tell you, generators, another good idea. You know, I mean, stock up on water.
Big time.
I'm just telling you, with all the water systems that are going bad, you need to stock up on water. You need to be smart. So, and arm yourselves. I'm going to tell you that too. You know, if you can, arm yourselves. And
I got two.
Yeah. I've got four.
I got a baseball bat.
But, you know, because people get desperate. And when people get desperate because of desperate times, you don't know what they'll do either, which makes it even more inherently dangerous. And, you know, you have faith in God and just keep your faith and try to keep peace. That's the best thing that you can do. But don't go wandering out because you just don't know what will happen unless you're absolutely forced to. So anyway, with that, folks, you know,
we got to go.
Yep. We're out of here. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Be good to one another. Promote peace. Promote love. And be smart. Stock up. And we are gone with that, folks. Talk to you all later.
Bye.